The Self Under Threat. In 2000, DiMaggio and his colleagues published an article in the world's foremost scientific publication, Science, which reported that reliving a strong negative emotion causes significant changes in the brain areas that receive nerve signals from the muscles, gut, and skin, areas that are crucial for regulating basic bodily functions. The team's brain scans showed that recalling an emotional event from the past causes us to actually re-experience the visceral sensations felt during the original event. Each type of emotion produces a characteristic pattern, distinct from the others. For example, a particular part of the brainstem was active in sadness and anger, but not in happiness or fear. All of these brain regions are below the limbic system, to which emotions are traditionally assigned, yet we acknowledge their involvement every time we use one of the common expressions that link strong emotions with the body, such as, "You make me sick," "It made my skin crawl," "I was all choked up," "My heart sank," or "He makes me bristle." The elementary self system in the brainstem and limbic system is massively activated when people are faced with a threat of annihilation, which results in an overwhelming sense of fear and terror, accompanied by intense physiological arousal. To people who are reliving a trauma, nothing makes sense. They are trapped in a life-or-death situation, a state of paralyzing fear or blind rage. Mind and body are constantly aroused, as if they are in imminent danger. They startle in response to the slightest noises and are frustrated by small irritations. Their sleep is chronically disturbed, and food often loses its sensual pleasures. This in turn can trigger desperate attempts to shut those feelings down by freezing and dissociation. How do people regain control when their animal brains are stuck in a fight for survival? If what goes on deep inside our animal brains dictates how we feel, and if our body sensations are orchestrated by subcortical, meaning subconscious, brain structures, how much control over them can we actually have? Agency, owning your life. Agency is a technical term for the feeling of being in charge of your life, knowing where you stand, knowing that you have a say in what happens to you, knowing that you have some ability to shape your circumstances. The veterans who put their fists through drywall at the VA were trying to assert their agency to make something happen. But they ended up feeling even more out of control, and many of these once confident men were trapped in a cycle between frantic activity and immobility. Agency starts with what scientists call interoception, our awareness of our subtle sensory, body-based feelings. The greater that awareness, the greater our potential to control our lives. Knowing what we feel is the first step to knowing why we feel that way. If we are aware of the constant changes in our inner and outer environment, we can mobilize and manage them. But we can't do this unless our watchtower, the MPFC, learns to observe what is going on inside us. This is why mindfulness practice, which strengthens the MPFC, is a cornerstone of recovery from trauma.